Those bringing the word to God to the heathens may be disliked, but that does not condone killing them. La Paz, Bolivia. As a Canadian, I grew up on the stories of the Catholic missionaries, mostly French, who came to this country beginning in the 16th century on the heels of the first efforts to colonize what they believed to be a terra nullius, a vast open land ripe for them to take over. We all heard of Jean de Brébeuf, a Jesuit who spread the word of God to First Nations before he was captured, ritually tortured, and killed in 1649. What we did not hear about was the other side of the argument, how this area was not uninhabited. That is what terra nullius implies. How they brought diseases to which the original denizens had no immunity. How their territory was seized and they were forced to keep moving west. How they were not asked to be saved, quote-unquote, by the new faith. As a result, we in Canada are living with the litany of child sexual abuse, residential schools, and the almost complete usurpation of the cultures of many First Nations, often at the behest of, or at least certainly the cooperation of, Christians such as the Catholic Church. It is a stain that will not go away. I've always been curious as to why people go on mission to the Third World in the first place. Don't get me wrong, they do bring medical attention and do help in other ways, but what's with this bringing the souls to Jesus, for it's often Christians behind this? Are the locals demanding this? One of the groups best known for this kind of work is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, LDS, better known as the Mormons. They have spanned the globe to spread the word and gather up converts, all in the furtherance, I suppose, of launching God's kingdom on earth. Yeah, like we need more kingdoms. Sometimes the opposition to their efforts takes a violent turn. On this day in 1989, two LDS missionaries, Jeffrey Brent Ball and Todd Ray Wilson, were killed in La Paz, Bolivia. The self-styled Sarate Wilca Armed Forces of Liberation, a Marxist group named after an obscure Indian rebel of the late 1800s, claimed responsibility for the killings, as well as for the bombing of a U.S. Secretary of State's motorcade. The violation of our national sovereignty by Yankee invaders would not go unpunished. Our hate is implacable, and our war is to the death. The U.S. saw a link to Cuba as well. Recall that famed guerrilla and folk hero Che Guevara was gunned down by the Bolivian army with the aid of U.S. advisors in October 1967. The Sarate Wilca bunch could very well have been influenced by Guevara. I knew a lot of Mormons when I worked in the intelligence. They were very good linguists, a skill the church cherishes as it helps in missionary work. And while I find their history and religious claims wonky, it's not normative Christianity in my books, I do not think they should have to die for their faith. If you don't want them proselytizing, just tell them no thanks and send them home. Problem solved.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.